With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. There are currently reports of a car on fire in Georgetown. We will be following this story closely, but it is impacting traffic that is coming from the east to the west, that Cricket Square area up to the CNB roundabout and Elgin Avenue. So that is some breaking news. Please be careful on the roads. And of course, we will keep you informed and updated as more information comes along. Now over to regular news. The Utility Regulation and Competition Office has hit telecoms provider Flo with an enforcement and proposed fining notice over an infrastructure sharing dispute with rival operator Logic. ERCO, formerly known as Offreg, says the cause stems from Logic's request to put mobile equipment on Flo's communication towers and an investigation which found concerns about excessive delays and failures to meet regulatory timelines. The regulator is now considering a $400,000 administrative fine, but says Flo has the right to respond before any final determination is made. ERCO says the action is aimed at protecting fair competition and consumer choice in the Cayman Islands. The Customs and Border Control Service is highlighting the work of its officers after a significant seizure of guns and drugs linked to a shipment from the United States. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
Customs and Border Control says this latest border enforcement operation stopped a serious threat before it could reach Cayman Straits. Officers uncovered four firearms, ammunition, and more than 3 pounds of ganja. CBC did not release the details on the types of firearms, how they were concealed, or the identities of the two people arrested, citing the need to protect the integrity of the investigation. CBC Director Bruce Smith commended what he calls the exceptional professionalism and vigilance of his officers, saying the interception shows the critical role CBC plays in safeguarding our borders and protecting the community. Deputy Director Marlon Bodden, who leads the investigation's portfolio, says this operation reflects the strength of their intelligence led approach and stresses that identifying and stopping threats before they reach the public is a top priority. CBC is continuing to work with domestic and international law enforcement partners to disrupt cross-border criminal activity and is urging anyone with information on firearms or drug trafficking to contact the CBC Intelligence Hotline or Crime Stoppers. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
You can reach the CBC Intelligence Hotline at 1-800-534-2546 or submit tips anonymously via Cayman Crime Stoppers at 800-TIPS. That's 800-8477. And finally, as we get into the holiday weekend, I've got some important information if you need to fill a prescription over the weekend. In order to conduct its year-end stock-taking exercise, the Health Services Authority, or HSA, their pharmacy department will be closing the Anthony S. Eden Hospital Pharmacy on Saturday, the 27th of December. Prescriptions can be filled instead at the Smith Road Pharmacy at the Smith Road Medical Center from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. that day. Then, on Sunday, the 28th of December, the Smith Road Pharmacy will be closed, but the Anthony S. Eden Hospital Pharmacy will be open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you need more information, you can contact 949-8600 or visit hsa.ky. That's it for your news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Zelensky has revealed a draft deal to end the war in Ukraine that has been negotiated with the US and is currently being reviewed by Moscow. The 20-point plan includes security guarantees for Kyiv from the US, NATO and Europe. But Mr. Zelensky says the question of territory remains unresolved. Ukrainian military intelligence officials have told the BBC that two Russian policemen who were killed in an explosion in Moscow today were targeted because they'd taken part in the war in Ukraine. The officials said there was evidence that the policemen had tortured Ukrainian prisoners of war. France, Germany and the European Union have all condemned a decision by the US to impose visa bans on a former EU commissioner and four others involved in regulating tech companies. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, has said the measures amounted to intimidation and coercion. The authorities in Ghana say they've arrested nearly 50 people suspected of cybercrime. Officials said the suspects, thought to be Nigerian nationals, were linked to romance scams, online investment fraud, impersonation schemes and illegal gold trading. Officials in Pakistan say the long-delayed privatization of the country's national carrier, PIA, is going ahead. The airline is being sold to a consortium of private investors under pressure from the IMF. On day four of the Men's Africa Cup of Nations football tournament, Burkina Faso have beaten Equatorial Guinea 2-1. Two former champions, Algeria and Sudan, are now playing in Rabat. Full Christmas celebrations are being held in Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank for the first time since the war in Gaza began. The local economy depends on religious tourism. BBC News.